Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie.
Hello, and welcome back. This episode is going to be extremely interesting. In our first one, Lauren and I dove deep a little bit into spirituality, and we kind of want to introduce ourselves today and also do a yummy, juicy, intuitive card reading. So we're going to start with introducing. So Lauren, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, well, I want to say I'm like a fairy spirit and shrouded in a body. But I'll go a little more mundane. So I am a mama and I have a husband too. I live in the Midwest of the U.S. In Kansas City. And I've been like an entrepreneur for a long time. We're a family of entrepreneurs. So I own a yoga studio here called True Love Yoga, and it's donation-based. I've had it for 7 years, and it is such a lovely, like, magical space. I run our yoga teacher training program there, so almost all of our staff were trained through the program, and it's so much fun. I love, love, love teaching teachers. So that's part of what I do. I do a lot of like admin and stuff through that because I'm home most of the time with my kiddo now. So I focus on like yoga teacher training and admin. I'm also a spiritual life coach / Dharma coach. We did our training through Dharma Coaching Institute together, Rashida and I. And what else? I am an upcoming author. So I wrote a book this past year and it will be published this year in 2023. And I'll definitely let everyone in the podcast know a little bit more about that as it comes out. My daughter is 2. Her name is Gemma. And you'll be hearing her in the background here because I live like an integrated life. I'm a mom and I work and we do it all at the same time sometimes. And that's the way it is. Besides that, I am trained in Reiki and Thai massage. And I'm diving deep into intuitive readings right now. My husband owns a taco restaurant here, and people love tacos, I've realized. And he's really busy with that. And we live on a sweet little lake, and we've manifested this like amazing life for ourselves. Before we get into you, I just want to say I also have like a cold today. So all of life is happening at once. And that's why I probably sound extra sexy to you. So
yes, so sexy. Give me all that nasal noise, please. So Lauren, before we get into me, I would love for you to share something. Maybe somebody doesn't know about you or something that's interesting. You know, we always do those icebreakers when we're like in new groups. So what is it that you would like to share?
I always freeze up on these. So something maybe like people who knew me when I was little knew about me, but now they don't, is when I was little, I was born with this like very strong sense of dharma or purpose that I was going to be a singer and an actress on Broadway. And I did my very first performance at age 3 and sang a solo called I Want to Be Happy. And it's very complicated in the lyrics and stuff. And it was at our local amusement park here in Kansas City.
Wow.
And my parents have it on video, but I'm trying to get them to digitize all of our home videos right now because I haven't seen it in years and it's on like VHS. So I want to see it because now I have a 2-year-old and it like blows my mind that I was 3 and doing that, you know, like It's weird being born with a talent. Like, I really wonder what my life was before this one, because it had to have been in performance, you know,
Absolutely.
to be born with that like sense. And now, like, I don't have that strong desire to like act or, and I love to sing and stuff, but I get to, I guess, hold space for people and like put myself out there in a way that's really authentic. And the training, like in acting and singing and dancing and stuff, gave me, I think, the ability and confidence to do that. So yeah, tell me about you, Rashida. What do you do? Who are you?
Yeah, so I'm Rashida, and I have always done a little bit of everything, but right now I have really dug my heels into being a massage therapist. I am a massage therapist of currently now 11 years, which is crazy to think about because I only did massage because one, I went to school to be a nurse and was like, eh. That's not for me. And the blood and all the things. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go to school that long, but I do want to help people. So it was just like a side thing. I got to help people. I felt good, doing that. And before Macy was born, I was in corporate America. I was in banking and I was really good at what I did. Not to toot my own horn, but it was just something I was really good with people, and there were systems in place that just kind of made it really easy to be successful. So now I'm just a full-time, part-time massage therapist. I am a part-time yo massage therapist, which is this awesome new modality that mixes yoga, restorative yoga positions, and massage. And I'm absolutely in love with that. And I am a Dharma coach, so a spiritual life coach. You and I went into training with that. I have two wonderful children, Maceana, my oldest, who is 4, and Miles, my youngest, who is 4 months now. And I have a husband, Daniel. He was amazing. I feel like, and I'll just put our business out there because Daniel loves this fun fact about our relationship. We are 8 years apart, me being the senior. And I feel like I've had a lot of relationships that I had to like go through to like meet this man, because this being, he is so great to me and for me and supports me in everything. And so I really, really want to shout him out and appreciate him for all that he's done. And other than that, we live in on the East Coast in Orange, Virginia, which is beautiful, on 32 acres, which is amazing and sometimes scary at night. I don't know why, but you hear like these animals you can't identify, and you're like, okay, I think we'll go in now. Enough moon gazing. But yeah, that's pretty much what we have going on. I have always done different things and have been into everything. I worked for chiropractic for a little bit, restaurant industry for a little bit, but I've really kind of felt my place here, being a coach and still working with the body as well as massage therapy. So that's what I have going on.
Before I ask about your fun fact, I would be remiss if I didn't mention my husband Arthur. When he listens to this, he's going to be like, "Okay, Rashida really went to the table." Funny about us is we also have an age gap, but in the opposite direction, and it's 20 years, which I think, is somewhat unusual. We've been together for a long time now, so it doesn't seem weird to us anymore. But he has been an extremely supportive partner too, especially in me like living my dharma and building my business. And he always supports and encourages me, even if he doesn't totally understand everything that's going
Yes.
on.
I love that.
And that's totally fine. I'm sure we'll do some episodes where we talk about partnerships, but like you don't have to be totally into the same things. It's more about like your core values and respect and understanding of each other and allowing yourselves to be on your own paths together.
Absolutely.
But okay, Rashida, what's a fun fact about you? What's something interesting?
So, not a lot of people know this about me, but I spent 2 summers in Japan when I was younger, at 12 and 13, and I actually got to climb Mount Fuji.
Wow.
Yes, so that is like, and it was beautiful. You know, if I think back to one of my moments and memories of childhood, like that moment was amazing. Just the beauty and just being like really present in nature, like amazing.
I love that. What brought you there?
My cousin, Gigi, she was in the military, and I hate to say this, but she didn't trust anybody to watch her kid. So she was like, I'm gonna get my 12-year-old cousin to come watch my like 5-year-old. So that's what I did. That's what I came. The first time I was there, really hanging out with my little cousin. And then the second time it was me just working and, you know, being an entrepreneur back then by babysitting, you know, and doing all these things with the money that I earned. It was just really magical. And that I think that is also where I stem my love from traveling. So
Oh, that's amazing. And like that really speaks a lot to little Rashida. How responsible were you?
yes, I was a very, very responsible being.
So that's us. And if you have any questions about what we do or who we are, or like interested in working with us, just look in the show notes and you can find our websites and Instagrams and all that. We'd love to work with you. So today we are talking about 2023, and we are using our intuitions along with some wonderful oracle decks to bring you some info about maybe what to look out for, what to expect, what energies to embody. So Rashida and I will be picking from some of our favorite decks and taking turns to do that. I want to say you don't have to use oracle decks or anything to tap into your intuition, but they can be a fun way to spark an idea or an energy.
So yeah, like Lauren was saying, this is just to spark something with inside of you that's already there. Maybe have you ask some questions that you would not have thought. And for me, when you do these readings or have these readings, this is just guidance, and you really should tap into what is resonant for you. Take what feels good and sounds good, and leave whatever else doesn't, that is not resonant for you. And I know for me, with these readings, there have been times where I'll get a message and I'll be like, what the hell, spirit? Like, what are you trying to tell me right now? And it's not until weeks later or months later that I'm like, you know what? This is exactly what I was, the lesson I was supposed to learn. So yeah, I would love for us to get into this and see what messages are awaiting us for 2023.
Yeah, so we are asking four different questions today, and let's acknowledge that the last few years have been a lot for everyone in the whole world. In 2022, there's still, a lot going on, a lot of the aftermath of COVID and all that. So Rashida and I, before we began today, were really asking for this reading to come from the highest point of love and compassion, and whatever comes through will come through, but I'm hoping that there's a little bit of light that we can shed on you and inspiration for the year. So the questions are, first, what goddess does 2023 ask us to embody? And I'm going to go into that. So I'm using the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards from Doreen Virtue. And I'm going to choose one right now. Everybody chooses their cards in different ways, and there's really no right or wrong way to do it. I like to hold them to my heart and ask for guidance from my guides and angels, from my highest self, my inner goddess. And then I shuffle them around and choose whatever works or whatever one sticks out to me. Okay, I'm really feeling this one. So good.
Okay, I am excited. What do we have?
So I don't know if I'm saying this right, but it's Unag, which is easy does it. And it's a beautiful goddess with a dove and a rainbow and long curly hair. And the message on the card says there's no need to hurry or force things to happen. Everything is occurring in perfect timing. So I'm going to read Doreen Virtue's slightly longer reading and then see what else comes through me. So the message from Unag: nurturing a cause or relationship is a long-term commitment and one that can't be rushed. This level of devotion comes from a place of deep loving and concern. I care what happens to my planet and to my loved ones so much that I'm willing to stick with them through thick and thin. This isn't always easy, but to me, it's the only way to ensure that matters are resolved and healed. I listen to passionate stirrings of my heart. I reach out and take action to let my loved ones know that I deeply care about them. I take action to spur on my pet causes. Never mind what other people think, you will benefit by carrying through with your priorities. You'll feel so good about yourself if you make time for the relationships and projects that truly count in your heart. Do what's important to you and do it with absolute devotion. But remember that there's no competition for your true life's purpose. So there's no need to worry, hurry, or feel that you have to force things to happen. And a couple of meanings of this card are: don't worry about your purpose or your goals. Make no sudden moves. Slow, steady progress is best right now. Ease into your new life instead of rushing into it. And do your new work as a part-time venture to begin with while slowly exiting your old career. So those are a few of Doreen's interpretation. Oh, and it's pronounced Una. Una. I got that wrong, but it's spelled Onagh, and she is a Celtic goddess. So a few things come to mind immediately, and one is, I like to relate things to yogic philosophy. It's how my mind works a lot of the times. But so yoga is union. Yoga is a state. It's being one with your divine self. And the Yoga Sutras, by Patanjali, is an ancient text, and it talks about the approach to yoga. And it says to practice, with enthusiasm and consistency. And you also have to balance the practice with acceptance. So it's like you do the work and you let go of the results. So this card really brings that up for me in that, yes, especially as spiritual people, we have these visions for our lives, for our purpose, for the world, how we would like to see it. And I think, like, before this life, we're used to being like astral beings who manifest like immediately. So sometimes we can have these big visions, and if it doesn't happen for us quickly, we give up on them or we do something different. But what's really needed is for us to show up consistently, with devotion. So that means like letting go of an all or nothing mentality. So I don't think that easy does it means to like not do anything and to just like take the easy route every time. It just means to keep showing up and to like loosen your grip on what the results look like or when they're going to happen. A lot of that really means like finding devotion and joy in process. Which I think a lot of us lose. So we'll think of this goal or this vision or this manifestation that we have. And we also need to think about the steps that we need to take to get there. Of course, leaving some room, like for co-creation with the universe, but those steps to like the world you want to see, to your causes, to your dharma, that's what makes up like the contents of your daily life. That's what makes up your rituals, your rhythms. your family life, your work atmosphere. So we need to like be able to find joy through that consistent effort. So that's really what's coming up for me. So I would ask anyone who's listening to really like take some time to envision your goals, envision the world you want to see in 2023 and beyond, and think about like how you can align your lifestyle in a really sustainable way with that, and in a way that feels easeful, joyful, and fun, where you can let go of the results and really enjoy the process instead. So that's what's coming up for me. Rashida, is anything coming into your third eye or into your heart around this?
Well, I feel like you said everything that I would have wanted to say. When you were reading the expanded version, something came through for me as far as like deconditioning. We grow up thinking that we have to know what we're going to do as soon as we turn 18, this mysterious 18-year adult. You have it all together, you know. And even though we all know that that's not the case, maybe a few of us do, like we know what we want to do from the get-go. But when we get life experience, we realize that our idea of what we wanted is not there. But even though we know this to be true, that we don't always have the answer right away and we have to kind of feel things out, we still carry that like thought process with us of needing to have it all together, to do the thing right now, to have it done and already mapped out. And just know that there's work in that. If you still feel like you're in that point, know that you can let that go and find ease in where you are going. And I know for me, I never would have thought I would be here, right now, based off of who I thought I wanted to be or what I thought I wanted to do. And because I just listened to those nudges and maybe took some time to make a little less money to take courses and actually spend money on myself and, do things that weren't hard work, right? It wasn't hard and I'm not hustling and I'm not pushing. I found where I wanted to be in so much ease and flow. And it just kind of like came about. So I guess for me, what's coming through is really just to be open to the process. And even if it's like not hard, don't be in a place where you think it has to be hard to like, for it to be meaningful. Like ease is so needed right now. We've done the hard things, right? We have done the hard things. We have been stuck together. We've, had that time to think and like really expand through that as a community, as the collective. But now is the time for you to really like quit trying to push and kind of just like see what's coming to you. Allow, let things to allow and flow to you.
Yeah, I love that, the allowing and like accepting where things are now. And one last thing is, we don't have to have this clear vision for our future. What's important though is that we get to know ourselves and love ourselves, and that we get really deeply familiar with our values, and we kind of just choose the next right thing based on that. And there is ease, even if things are hard, there's ease in integrity with and being who you are and sticking with that. It takes a lot of effort to be in an unaligned place, I think. So
I agree with that, Lauren. And when you said values, believe it or not, like before I stepped into this, if you would have asked me what my values were, I'd be like, I don't know. But I would be living my life from the values that I did hold within, but never really actually thought of, right? But because I wasn't clear on what it was, I kind of maybe was drifting all over the place. I was not as passionate. I wasn't doing things that lit me up. So, the big thing too is really like, what are your values? What do you stand for? And you'll find that that alignment will come a little bit easier because there will be no question as to the decisions you make and what you do because Is this going to make me happy if happiness is one of your values? If it's not, we don't do it.
Yeah. Thanks, Rashida. I think it's I'll say thank you to Doreen Virtue and this goddess guidance oracle card deck and Una for your wisdom.
Thank you, Lauren, for that. I really am going to embody Una for this year. It is definitely needed, and there's something just so juicy about like just living in ease, not easy, not doing things easy or being lazy, but just living in ease and flow. It brings up flow for me. So I have the next reading, and I will be pulling from the Work Your Light deck by Rebecca Campbell. And I chose this deck because this was one of my very first ones, and it opened my world up. So it is the Rebecca Campbell deck, Work Your Light. And so the way I like to pull typically if I have time is like spread it all out and like really like feel any heat that's under my hand. But what I've been doing now is just kind of shuffling my cards a little bit and creating piles. And whatever number that pops up for me from that pile is the one I'm going to go for. So immediately number two popped into my head. So I'm going to pull from the middle pile. And the card that was chosen was Unbound. And this question that I asked was, how can we embody our highest expression stepping into 2023? So, Unbound, releasing soul patterns, contracts, and past lives. So that is what the card says. I am going to look at Rebecca's expanded reading for this. Unbound, releasing soul patterns, contracts, and past lives. It is time to release old soul stories that have been playing out in your life. They are coming up to be healed. There has never been a safer time to clear these patterns than right now. Take a look at patterns in your life that you are ready to release, ancient vows and contracts that your soul made that have an expiry date. It could be a vow of silence or chastity or poverty. It is time to unwind from them. This is the life in which you free yourself from trauma of past lives. What old ways of being an expiry date? When you name them, you claim them, and they stop holding power over you. When acknowledging these old patterns, it is also important to acknowledge how they have served you up until now. For example, a soul pattern of playing small caused by a soul fear of being seen or sharing your voice would have served you by keeping you safe. In order to grow, you now need to soften by receiving and calling in support. It is time to unbind from the old ways of being that are no longer sustainable. So when I hear that, it reminds me a lot of I'm getting people. People keeps coming to mind. And I know that a lot of this is soul contracts, soul patterns, past lives, but I find that sometimes we do hold on to people in our lives that maybe we think we have to. Like we have to be their friend. We have to, they need us in some type of way. And so for me, what's coming up is challenging ourselves to really look at these relationships that we have in our lives that may be dictating some of our behaviors, that may be not allowing us to grow, allowing us to play safe, not allowing us to have room in our lives for the people that are meant to be in our community. I know for me personally, when I keep old relationships that are no longer serving, I'm always the one calling. I'm always the one reaching out. And that's not creating the space I need to bring in other people into my life. So really look at those relationships. And then also too, when it said playing small, we do that a lot because we're afraid to be seen. I think 2023 is asking us to really leave that behind and step into our truth and our calling and our purpose and our authenticity, really sharing our voice, really opening up and just because someone thinks something about you doesn't mean you can't change. We're supposed to change. We are beings of change. We are meant to grow. That is what it is. That's what change is. It's just growth. It's just another form. And so often we keep ourselves in these boxes because of what other people think of us. What is someone going to think? What are my friends going to say? What are people from high school going to think of me on Facebook if I start sharing what I really think and who I am? I think 2023 is calling us to really like step into our trueness, our highest self, and really live a life worth living, not living for anybody else. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really feeling that too, Rashida. What an awesome card. What comes up for me is definitely everything you're saying. And when we are invited to step into a more authentic space where we are speaking our truth and we're truly just being who we are, that really is going to affect relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Because people are used to a specific version of you.
Yes.
And it's going to change who you attract and who you kind of, what's the word, deflect or it's not
yeah.
coming to me right now.
Yeah, yeah,
who,
yeah.
You push, who you push away or who
yes.
you, even like it feels turned off by you, right? And that can be hard to deal with other people's feelings about you. But what a gift to the world to be yourself. And when we talk about relationships changing and stuff like that, I think it can sound really drastic. And I've seen a lot of like memes or social media posts about like cutting people out of your life and stuff like that. And can it be that drastic at times? Maybe if there's like abuse in the situation or something like that. Absolutely. What I found though, being on this path for a long time and working with people in their growth and spirituality and authenticity is that many of these situations happen a little bit more naturally and fluidly than that. Things more just naturally fall away and there doesn't have to be a big goodbye or even cord cutting or anything like that. It's just what happens when I guess you don't change, but you become more yourself and other people see that. And some of these relationships that fall away might come back to you someday when that person's in a different space in their life. And or people who you haven't talked to in a long time might see you shining your light and come back. I've had that very recently. Like you're talking about people from high school, like from friends from high school, and you know how girls can be with each other, you know, friendships come and go. But I've had people
Absolutely.
Like really like following my spiritual content and like sharing it and enjoying it and reaching out. And like that has been really, really cool and unexpected. And I haven't been like thirsty for that or seeking it necessarily, but it's been a natural consequence of being more and more myself in a out loud type of way. So yeah, I really love how this speaks to just being authentic, letting that shine, and then I suppose letting the chips fall where they may and accepting what happens due to that. And also, I think when we try to like edit ourselves in the service of somebody else, we're doing them a disservice, really. It's like, we're trying to protect their feelings somehow, but like they are going to grow by being exposed to you. They're going to, you get to be a mirror for them. And you don't have to try, you just are by being who you are. And that's part of your contract maybe with them as well, is to like deepen your authenticity. And then they're allowed to have whatever experience they have in response to that. And that's what I have to say.
Yeah, I love that too. And when you said that, what came up for me as well is when you decide to really be who you are, know that, feel that, get some work around that, really step into your true authentic self, share the things that you're so afraid to share, that you're worried about what anyone else might say. You give other people permission to do the same. You give other people permission to step into who they're supposed to be because they're like, you know what? If she can do it, I can do it. And it might not look the same way. Like, we're not all meant to do the same thing, but that's part of like spreading the light, in my opinion, when we talk about, love and light and spirituality, is if you be that light to others by being who you are, you give them permission to do the same.
Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, Rashida, and thanks, Rebecca Campbell.
Yes,
I
I
love
love
you,
her.
Rebecca Campbell. Come be our bestie, please. So the next deck that I'm working with is Find Your Purpose by Jess Sanders, and it is such a beautiful deck with amazing artwork. Illustrations are by Berlin Michelle. So, my question is, what do we need to know about purpose in 2023? Obviously, this is a topic that Rashida and I are both really passionate about. So, I love these cards. I'm really interested to see what pops out and what we need to know. And I'm going to use Rashida's method. I want to say there's no right or wrong way to draw cards. It's just about following your intuition. Okay. I chose this card, and these aren't labeled with any names necessarily, but it has a bunch of orange flowers growing out of a stopwatch with stars around it. Super groovy. And each of these cards, instead of having a reading, has a quote and a question and an affirmation. So I'll read those and then see what comes up. So this quote is from Adam Grant, and it says, "If you judge your worth by your achievements, you feel worthless whenever you fall short of a goal. Stable self-confidence comes from learning to separate your performance from your self-esteem. Excellence is a reflection of effort, skill, and luck, not your value as a person." And the question is, am I measuring my worthiness by my output? And the affirmation is, my work is not my worth. This is so big, and I feel like this is one of the lies that capitalism sells to us is, or that tells us, is that our worth is our work. And like every hour that we spend has this very specific like value.
Yes, please get into this. I am ready for this. Go to work, Lauren. Let's hear it.
And that's a lie. And you'll probably hear us talk about like deconditioning a lot in this podcast. Rashida and I aren't in any cults or anything like that, and we haven't like technically left one, but I think it's like recognizing that by being born here and now in this space, we are subjected to a shared reality among many people, and it's not necessarily what is actually true. It's just what is shared and what has become the norm. It impacts all of us, but it really only serves few for many people to buy into like a specific belief system. I also want to say there is so much good in work, especially when it comes to like Dharma. I think that when you're in Dharma, meaning like your soul's purpose and your work aligns with that, it just feels a lot different, and it doesn't feel as much like you're trading time for money and access. It feels more like joy and service. And not to say like things aren't difficult to figure out sometimes, or there aren't problems to solve, but they're problems worthy of being solved, right? I also want to say, even if you are like in your purpose, in your dharma, it's easy for our identities to be tied into that. So a lot of the work is freeing ourselves from external pressures and identifying with that which changes. Meaning, if I am so tied into being a yoga teacher who teaches in person, big classes, that's my dharma. And suddenly a pandemic hits and I can't teach in that way anymore. I'm not suddenly in a position of feeling worthless, right? Because that's not where my worth comes from. I use that example just because it was similar to what happened in the pandemic. Had to move all my work online and stuff. But I just want to say, like, for anyone listening, that your worth is your birthright. It's inherent. You're a soul in on this earth, and you are worthy simply because of that. You are worthy of happiness. You are worthy of abundance. You are worthy of love. You are worthy of everything, and it is all inside of you. There is nothing you can buy. There is nothing someone can sell you to make you whole, to make you worthy. You are that already. So your work is not your worth, but maybe your work this year is tied into fully seeing and loving yourself for who you are. Like, seeing it's not about like growth and self-improvement. It's about the authenticity that we're talking about. It's about like examining the different parts of yourself with compassion and love, your light, your shadows, your humanness, your divinity, and like embracing it. And also doing that with other people. And that doesn't mean like excusing shitty behavior or anything like that. It means like seeing people with love and compassion and as souls on this earth with their own paths. And going back to work, it doesn't matter if you're what you do for money is necessarily aligned with your dharma. That's not really the point. But we go back to like the Una, the easy does it. We show up and take action that aligns with our values, that aligns with ease and acceptance. And we can do that no matter what the environment is. So, like, for a long time in my early 20s, I worked at a coffee shop and I knew it wasn't like my purpose in life necessarily. And I didn't love like interacting with people in the service industry. Or I don't mean like the people I worked with, but the people who would like who are customers, because I found small talk painful. But when I started doing like inner spiritual work and like seeing people as souls and giving them love in some way, as I was serving them, like it totally changed my mindset and perspective. And I felt a lot of self-worth in that like holy loving interaction rather than just like clocking into work for a paycheck. So those are some of the things that come up for me.
Yeah, I actually, you've said everything. I actually don't have anything that's coming up. When I did have a ping, like you had spoken to it, we are in tune that way. I love that. And I think that's the biggest thing we have to realize once we grow up, quote unquote, grow up, is that what you do does not define your worthiness. It really isn't. And
And
thank you for, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, as a question to anyone listening, like, what lights you up independent of making money? And maybe that's the purpose to dive into for this year. If it aligns with making money, great. But how can you cultivate like more joy, for instance, more fun, more connection, more self-love?
Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome. Final
So,
question.
final question. I am using the Threads of Fate Oracle card, Rose Edition. I really, really like this company. They use a lot of beautiful artwork and have beautiful cards. And so for this deck, the question that I asked and I'm asking that came through to ask was, what medicine is needed right now starting 2023? So we'll get into that. And this can be a heavy question. Or you might already be on track with it. Three. That's what popped in my head. All right. The Fate card. So it's this really cool, like, it's like a little egg looking thing sitting on like a little cushion. All right, let's see here. It doesn't have any type of like description or anything. And what I love about this deck, it gives you like different elements to work with, like plant medicine and rituals and elements. This is like an ether card, so like an air vibe. So this card is a reminder that you create your fate. While some lessons and experiences are inescapable, we have free will and choice within the life we are given. This does not always equal fairness, as we do not all start life from the same footing. Nonetheless, each choice we make matters. From this place, we can approach the creation of our life in an empowered way. This deck was inspired by the Norns, three mythical figures that rule the destiny of humans within Norse mythology. The name Norn derives from a word meaning to twine, referring to how they weave the threads of fate. Fate is seen as a malleable thing with some fixed aspects. So, and it went into another card that pairs really good with this one if you pulled it. But I just want to kind of sit with that for a minute. This really is calling to me to share that we do get to be the creator and creatrix of our own realities, back to what Lauren was speaking about. And we get to decide, you know, our fate. I feel like, yes, this card was inspired by these mythical features that, you know, pull the strings and weave things. But, you know, honestly, we get to be who we want. We get to see a world. And a world that we want to be in. And so, really thinking about the question, what medicine is needed for us stepping into 2023, is knowing that you have the power. Like, the power is yours. Yes, there are circumstances and there are things that are going to come up that are going to make us feel powerless. And, you know, also those things happen because I believe that they're little nudges from the universe getting us back on track to where we're supposed to be. So, knowing that we are the creatrix of our own reality, we have the power. We can utilize that to live a life of ease and flow, like Una, right? We can decide to make those decisions on whether or not we want to continue with certain relationships or aspects of ourselves that are no longer really meaning to us. And we get to know that we don't have to collect a paycheck on something that lights us up necessarily to think that to make us feel worthy. We have all of this inside of us already. And the work for 2023 is calling us to just like really step into our knowing, really step into our trueness, our realness, our authenticity, and live a life worth living because this is what we came here for. We decided to be here at this time, meeting the people that we met, going through the situations that we have to figure out what it is we truly want to do. And we have everything we need in order to do that. So I might get a little real here and say, quit playing small, please. Like the world needs you to step up and be that person, whatever that person is, whatever is calling for you to be. Like step up, don't play small. Like you are allowed to take up space here and now. And if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? Who's supposed to give you permission to live that way? No one but you. So don't worry about what everyone else is going to think. Don't worry about what everyone will say. You know your values, become in alignment with who you're supposed to be, and really be that person. We're waiting for you.
Yeah, I love that. Such a good call to action. What came up for me, so I w did a meditation on time the other day, and I was envisioning like a big open field with a path down it, and we think of time, or we can think of this year as like a path that we're following, but we forget that there's like this whole big open field around us that we don't have to stay on that path. We can jump off and like dance and run around and play. We don't have to march down this path in this specific way. Like, there is so much to explore and create. You can lay down and take a nap on the path. You don't have to like keep marching all the time. You can think of this year as a canvas, and you can paint it whatever way you want. Gemma's going path, path, path.
She knows.
She knows. I watch her. I watch her. She's been like sitting inside this big cardboard box and coloring lately. And she's two. Like, there's no like pre-prescribed way that she thinks that she has to color. She just picks a color and does it. And that's an exercise in free will, right? And it's sort of like an exercise of like who we are before this conditioning. And like, yes, you can learn how to like paint skillfully and beautifully, of course, to be able to paint whatever you want and wow the world and use your skills. But I think like releasing some of the pressure for your life to have to look a specific way, and instead, yeah, aligning, like you said, with authenticity, and then showing up and unapologetically, this is me. This is who I am. I'm gonna do my own crazy dance, and I don't have to march straight forward. That's not what this life has to be for me. So, like in a practical level, like if anyone younger is listening to this, you don't have to graduate high school and immediately after that go to college and immediately after that get your job and immediately after that get married and immediately after that have your kid and like have a mortgage and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't have to look any specific way. Your life isn't on a specific timeline. You get to choose. You get to play. You get to dance. And hopefully, like some really, really, really cool besties will see you and dance along.
Oh, I love that, Lauren. Thank you so much for sharing that. And it's so true. I feel a lot of that is needed. We don't need permission, but when we get to show up and speak our truth, it gives that permission for others to do the same. And you and I both are there. We did not follow that particular path either.
Yeah, and not to say that path is bad either, but is it for you?
Is it for you? Absolutely.
And is it what's best for you too?
Yes, because we are not the same. We were not meant to be the same. And
Mm-mm.
like you said before, these structures were put in place to serve a few
Yeah, exactly.
and not the many.
And when we all like awaken to this authenticity, to our free will, we get to be these like free expressions of of divinity, of source energy. And it's different depending who it's flowing through, right? So like I see the ease and the receiving and like coloring outside the lines and being authentic in this year as like an invitation for source to flow through and do its thing. And we don't have to control exactly what that is.
I love that.
2023
Here
sounds like
we
a good
are.
sounds like a good year. Like, are you up for the challenge?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are going to be sharing the pictures of these cards so that you can see them. Lauren, I think we're going to put them on our Instagram as
Yeah.
yeah. So I call you to like really sit with this and we'll have some questions for you as well. And we would love to hear what comes up for you. Like we truly are creating this space to have interaction and to have that community. So what came up for you when you heard this reading? What's coming up for you now as we have spoken our truths and shared what was meant to come through? What's coming through for you?
Yeah, so please participate, like take this in. You'll get out of it what you put into it. And I also want to say, if you're looking for more guidance on this year, we're having an awesome guest on soon who will do a full astrological reading of this year. So from a little bit different perspective, and we're so excited to hear what she has to say.
Yes, so
Tell us
excited.
something good.
Yes, you know, it's so funny. Before I started this path, I really didn't understand astrology and I didn't really understand like all these little nuances and these things. And we had a reading done for at our Divine Feminine Mystery School. And if things did not start happening the way in which it was told, and not like verbatim, right? But you saw these themes come through in our life. And I also think it's how you receive things. If you're closed off, you're probably not going to be super receptive. So this is going to be an episode where I just really be open and feel into the energy of what our guest is saying. And I'm really, really excited about this. So yes.
Same. Rashida, thank you so much for your wise, intuitive guidance. And thank you to everyone who created these decks for us to play with. And thanks to everybody listening. We are so excited to continue this journey with you. And the challenge, the what we're asking or what we're reading for 2023 is also what we're asking of ourselves. Like by being on this podcast, for instance, we are opening up our voices and speaking our truth and seeing what happens. And we thank you for receiving that, however you receive it.
Yes.
Thanks for witnessing our authentic expression.
Thank you. And thank you, Lauren. And we cannot wait to hear from you and see you in the next episode.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We will talk soon.
Bye. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.